from Shirts, Texas. That's S-C-H-E-R-T-Z, Shirts, just like it sounds. There in Shirts, Texas, I lived on Cook Street. That's K-O-C-H, Cook Street. And I attended O.G. Wiederstein Junior High School. Now, you may have gathered that the original white settlers in this particular part of Texas were of German descent. None of this for a fact. I used to get the shit beat out of me on a fairly regular basis by great big square-headed cowboys called Otto. No, they were all called Otto, and I've never been able to explain that. Or Otto Bob. I didn't know that you could get from Texas to Tennessee any other way but hitchhike until I was 27 years old. And so when I went up to Nashville, I wanted to come home for Christmas or something. I had to hitchhike my ass home too. So first time I attempted that, a truck dropped me off at the Shirts exit on Interstate 35. Now, my parents no longer lived in Shirts, Texas. We were renters and we moved around a lot. And after I grew up, they moved over to the northwest side of San Antonio. And I left home pretty young, and I'd come home and, you know, came home one time, knocked on the door, and this guy I didn't know came to the door because my parents moved and they didn't tell me. Not on purpose, I just didn't call home much. And this guy answers, a great big square-headed cowboy named Otto answers the door. Anyway, this truck drops me off at the Shirts exit, and I decided I was going to go in and check out my old stomping grounds, which is one of the biggest mistakes that I ever made in my life. I failed to take several things into consideration. One was the transient nature of the community. It's a military town, and yes, I grew up dating those cold-blooded little military girls that were leaving in 18 months and just flat didn't care. And it damaged me for life. Or at least that's the excuse I'm currently operating on. I found out very quickly that no one in Shirts, Texas remembered me except the police. They were in the Christmas spirit, however. They gave me a place to stay. And they fed me. It wasn't turkey and dressing or nothing, but it was hot. And then after extracting a small ransom from my dad, they let me go, and I did make it home for Christmas Eve, so the story sort of had a happy ending. And I did get this song out of the deal, but I don't think it was worth it. But for whatever it's worth, it is the hometown blues with apologies to Thomas Wolfe and Doc Watson. And the 1, 2, 3. Ain't that what they always say? upside the head.